Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger, your host. I'm here just about every day, especially right now with a month to go before the draft. 1 month from today, we'll be in Detroit for the NFL draft. So what we want to do right now, and you can find me at Baldy NFL on all the different platforms. You can find this podcast on where you get your Odyssey information, your Odyssey podcast, download for free, like, subscribe, hit that button, do all that kind of stuff. I appreciate you joining me here. So I'm just talking football, you know, every single day, but we have been breaking down divisions in the AFC. We have broken down the AFC West, the AFC North, and let's get to the AFC South, because it is a division that can be described by transition. Transition of general managers, transition right now of head coaches, a lot of changes, you know, from Doug Peterson to D'Amico Ryans to a new coach in Tennessee right now to what Shane Steichen's doing in Indianapolis. A lot of changes in this division. And what once was the doormat, I think, of the AFC, I don't think anybody can say that right now, because we see teams clearly on the way up. And that's kind of way the NFL wants it to be. And that's why the draft is the way it is, why you could go out and draft C.J. Stroud and turn your fortunes around. So let's start with last year's AFC South champions, the Houston Texans, won the division with 10-7. You know, when you look at what they did to finish the season with C.J. Stroud, they won their last two, to go from 8-7 to 10-7 to win the division. They beat Cleveland in the playoffs soundly. Beat Cleveland in the playoffs with Joe Flacco. I don't think anybody saw that coming. And then they lost, you know, pretty decisively to the Baltimore Ravens. But let's just start with what they did last year, because what D'Amico Ryans did coming in and bringing in Bobby Slowick, his offensive coordinator, and working, you know, with their general manager, Nick Caserio, like it's dramatic what they did. They took a moribund franchise and had been for a while, and they turned things around in 1 year, and they started with the draft, and taking C.J. Stroud was the right pick. And let's just, you know, from a league-wide perspective, as a guy who breaks down and watches every game every week, C.J. Stroud was manna from heaven. It was a godsend. He was exactly what this league needs. We needed a young arm that was highly, highly productive, accurate. He had everything going for him to help turn a franchise around. And then in the draft, they don't have a first-round pick this year because they traded up to go draft Will Anderson. So when you draft the offensive and defensive players of the year, that doesn't happen. Like, that's how you turn things around. You hit in the draft. And then in free agency, you go out and you get yourself Dalton Schultz. And you go out and you get Motor Singletary and Malik Collins and all the things that they did on defense to really, you know, become a top-notch defense, not just a good defense. I mean, they were number two in the league against the run last year. So let's just look at this team right now, because I think everybody is looking up at Houston. I know, and we'll get to the other teams, but it's amazing. Like, they go into free agency this year, and after Chris Jones signs his mega deal for five more years in Kansas City, after that deal got done, my number one free agent in all of free agency was Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter, I think he's just turned 30 years old, but he's coming off a career year, 16.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. You put him opposite right now of Will Anderson, it's only going to make him better. Danielle Hunter's a great guy. He plays the game with great effort. You talk to some elite right tackles in this league about Danielle Hunter, and they will tell you that it's a full week. Forget about Sunday. But in preparation, watching him on tape, watching how slippery he is, watching his long arm, watching his effort, he plays the game the right way. And oh, by the way, he's from Katy, Texas, a suburb of Houston. He wanted to come to Houston. He wants to be there. And so you say, okay, now you got Danico Autry, who comes in from Tennessee. Counting the postseason, Danico Autry has got 30 sacks in the last 3 years. You can play him anywhere. He's a handful. He is a great pass rusher. And he's just a great football player. Forget about pass rusher. Danico Autry now working inside with Daniil, with Will A. And then you go get Foley Fotokanze, You get Foley in there to just anchor down. Just anchor. And they bring in Azeez Alshire, you know, who came from San Francisco, played in Tennessee last year, now back with D'Amico as an inside linebacker. I mean, they have improved dramatically. And then you go, okay, that defensive front, that might be as good as anybody in all of football right now. It's up there. And, you know, D'Amico comes from San Francisco, where their philosophy was we got to be eight deep on the defensive line. And if you look at them right now, they're eight deep. You know, they've gotten there. You know, and then you add Jalen Petrie in the back end and, you know, Derek Stingley Jr. And what they have, they've got good pieces, really good pieces. So then you look at them and you go, okay, what do they need in the draft right now? You know, because they picked up Joe Mixon from Cincinnati and they re-signed Dalton Schultz as a tight end. And who would have ever thought, and this is where C.J. Stroud comes in. Like, Nico Collins was there for 2 years in Houston. Barely was a blip on the screen. Last year with C.J., he looked like a pure number one wide receiver. And then Tank Dell looked like one of the steals of the draft, you know, for the first – until he got hurt. I mean, he was sensational. You know, and so you just look at how this team is constructed right now, and you go, all right, you keep Bobby Slowick after what he did as the offense coordinator, Gerard Johnson, quarterback coach. You keep all those pieces right there, and you go, all right, and you add Joe Mixon to the backfield. And maybe Damian Pierce comes back. You know, like, it was a new system. It's a one-cut system. It's his own stretch system. Like, he'll tell you, Damian Pierce was sensational his rookie year as a fourth-round pick out of Florida. But I believe Damian Pierce is going to have a bounce-back year in a big way. So you look at him in the draft, they got 2 second-round picks. You know, they don't have the first-round pick they gave up last year to get Will A. And you go, wow, you get 2 seconds, you get number 42, you get number 59. There's going to be a receiver out there. There's going to be an offensive lineman out there. There's going to be a corner out there. There's going to be players. Like, I'm not going to predict their draft. But, you know, they got 2 fourth-round picks and 2 second-round picks. And after last year's draft, where you get Tank Dell and you get Will A. and you get, you know, the guys that they got, you know, you could say, wow, this team knows what they're doing. And D'Amico can coach. He flat out can coach. He's what I want. He's motivated. He's engaged. He's on the sideline. He's talking to his players. He's calling defenses. He's making adjustments. Like, he's all in. Like, I think he's pretty special. So now you go, okay, let's get to Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville had a monumental collapse in the playoffs the year before, up 27-0, and they lose the game, okay, to the Los Angeles Chargers. And you go, okay, that's a collapse. But then they were in charge of the division last year. They got off to a great start. They were 8-3 at one point last year and out front of everybody in a weakened AFC South. And they collapsed. Not only did they collapse and go 1-5 down the stretch, but they had a home playoff game, okay, in the final week of the season with a chance to clinch the division at Tennessee, who had nothing to play for in the lose 28-20.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A chance to win the division against Tennessee, and they couldn't do it. A monumental collapse 2 years in a row. So, okay. They go out and they make a boatload of changes. New defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, comes in. Like, he's talking about tackling, takeaways. They were pretty good in takeaways. They had 16 interceptions. Pretty good in sacks. Pretty good in takeaways. You know, Josh Allen, you look at, you know, the guys up front, they did pretty good, you know, taking the ball away, sacking a quarterback. You know, Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, something like 27 and a half sacks. They're pretty good. But they made a boatload of changes. Defense coordinator, all right, starts there. We got to fix the defense. Defense finished the year, I think, 28th in the league, all right? Had a hard time stopping teams. Part of the reason why they went 1-5 down the stretch. They bring in Gabe Davis. He replaces Calvin Ridley, okay? You bring in Darnell Savage. He replaces Rayshon Jenkins. You bring in Mitch Morse at center. You bring in Ronald Darby to replace Darius Williams, if you think he can, to play opposite Tyson Chandler. You bring in Devin Duvernay, okay, another receiver and a returner. Improve that part of the game. You bring in Travis Gibson on the defensive line. Okay. You lose Foley Fadakazi. Okay. You bring in Travis Gibson from Chicago. You bring in a kicker in Joey Sly. All right. You can debate if that's an upgrade over McManus or not. I don't know. They made that change. I think Jacksonville, they have to figure out a couple things. One, why did Trevor Lawrence go backwards last year? He was on the rise. Okay, we know what happened his rookie year and the disaster that was. But he rebounded his second year, win the division, home playoff game, in the collapse. But it looked like Trevor looked like what we thought Trevor Lawrence, number one pick in the draft, was going to be. And then he went backwards last year. You know, he went from throwing 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions to throwing 21 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. We know he had the bad ankle injury. We know there was an assortment of things, and that might have been part of it. But part of, I think, Trevor Lawrence and future success, they got to run the ball better. And then you go, okay, kind of, you know, they had some stability in the offensive line. They drafted a rookie who struggled early on Anton Harrison at right tackle. They knew they were going to lose Robinson at left tackle to start the season. Yeah, they had things there, but they didn't run the ball good. Travis Etienne went backwards. He went from averaging 5.1 yards a carry to 3.8 yards a carry. It didn't look like Tank Bigsby was going to be any kind of an impactful player. He averaged 2.5 yards a carry. So they've got to get back to running the ball better. I think that is going to help Trevor Lawrence. But, you know, they've got Evan Ingram, and he's their, you know, he's their possession receiver. He's the drive starter, all those kind of things. He had 114 catches. But who's going to be that number two? Is it going to be Gabe Davis? Because Gabe Davis looked like he's coming back to Florida. He played in Central Florida. He's been the number two for most of his career up in Buffalo. He had, you know, he looked good for a while. Then he kind of went away for a while. I don't know. You know, and then so what is Trevor Lawrence going to be? Is he going to be a guy that can win games for you, that can bring you back in the fourth quarter, that when your team begins to slide and you start 8-3, can you dig you out of a slide? You think week 18 last year, like, you know, he's calling a quarterback sneak on his own on the 1 yard line. They couldn't score against Tennessee to win a game. They couldn't get a yard. He goes quarterback sneak. That's not what the play was called. I'm not here to come down on Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he knows what happened on that play. That's one play. But what is Trevor Lawrence going to be? Is he going to be a guy that's worthy of the first pick, that he can carry a team, that you can count on him to win difficult games and win playoff games. So that's kind of the question for Doug Peterson right now. Because the offense, okay, it's got pieces, a lot of changes right there. You know, and then defensively, you know, I got to see what Ryan Nielsen can be. He's been in New Orleans. He's been in Atlanta. He's been a coordinator. He's been a defensive line coach. You know, but this is a big spot because they have addressed a lot of positions on defense. I think Foyer, Aluokwan, Devin Lloyd, I think they're solid at inside linebacker. I think they've got, you know, real players there. I actually thought Darius Williams was their best corner by far last year, and he's gone back to the Rams. So you look at him at number 17 in the draft. You know, they've got all their picks. They've got 2 fourth-round picks, the first and second round pick, but they're picking 17. You know, is that going to be a cornerback right there? You know, could that be somebody opposite Tyson Chandler? You know, and who is that going to be? Is it Quinyon Mitchell? Is it Terrion Arnold? Is it, you know, DeJohn Cooper? Like all these guys, Wiggins, like where's the corners? Where's that run of corners go? The guys I just mentioned are first round picks. It looks like they need that type of player to come in and play at a high level. I mean, that's kind of where I would be looking right now. Or is it playmaker for Trevor Lawrence? Like what direction does, you know, this organization go? You know, and what can they add to this team right now to keep, you know, let's go Duval. Let's get back on top. So that's the start of my AFC South, Houston and Jacksonville. And next, I want to get to the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans when I come back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.